Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. You know, it's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. What are you going to get that friend or friends? Whether it's for a regular friend or a friend that you're in their pants, you can make this season a jolly one with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products, and you're going to have all the people thinking, "All I want for Christmas is you, big boy. Santa cares about a sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty." It's all by going to manscaped.com and using my promo code Bubba. That includes free shipping and 20% off. Smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. How about the Crop Preserver? It's a ball deodorant. Or the Crop Reviver, which is a ball toner. They can solve your stank problems all day long. And once they touch your sack, you never go back, buddy. Get 20% off and free shipping using Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Oh, perfect.
I'm good with whatever.
Hello.
What's this, Blind Troy? How you doing?
What's up, Blind Troy?
What?
Oh, damn.
Hey, I found a grandpa from Florida, from Tampa Bay.
Hold on now. Blind Troy.
His phone's clear. He's just not.
Yeah, well, yeah. Blind Troy, let's just roll it in full. Let's be full disclosure. And I want you to, and I want every phone call that you are able to get through on, I want you to say, and I'll keep you on the air as long as the first thing out of your mouth is, "Hey, this is Blind Troy, and I want to, you know, give you the latest stupid stuff that I'm slinging right now, the latest get rich quick stuff that never works out." If you say that, I'll be more likely to keep you on the phone talking about your nonsense than when you just try to worm it in. So let's go ahead and start.
Okay,
Stop. I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'm going to come back to you like I've never spoke to you, like we didn't even have this conversation. And we're gonna see if you how smart you are and if you can play along. Okay, here we go. Hold on. Stand by. Oh, Lummy, looks like the phone's ringing here.
Oh, I wonder who it is.
Check. Hello, who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, it's Bon Troy. I got a crazy good rich cream to help you guys out.
What?
I have a crazy good rich cream to help you guys out.
Okay, what is it?
Bring Captain Florida as grants available right now.
There's grants in Florida?
Blind Troy. Listen, buddy.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to learn how to enunciate and speak more clearer, because even if I wanted to give
you... Yeah, just slow down a little bit.
Yeah, slow down a little bit. Realize that you're not fighting, getting hung up on yet. And just slow down. Stop slurring your word. You're blind. You're not deaf and dumb. You're blind. So that isn't, when you're blind, that doesn't mean you have to have a fat, you know, slurpy tongue talk. Okay?
Okay.
So slow down the fat, slurpy tongue talk and enunciate quickly, okay? You're blind. You don't have marbles in your mouth. We're going to do this again. Take three. Stand by. Oh, Lummy, look, the phone's ringing.
Oh, got to answer it.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Blind Troy.
Hello, Blind Troy. What's up?
I have a pretty good fix team to help you out with your brand new Florida.
Blind Troy?
I'm sorry.
Blind Troy? Now, I know you're blind, but I don't think that has anything to do with your dexterity on hand. Like how close the phone is to your fat tongue slurring mouth. So, one, do you have me on speakerphone?
No, but I have the earpiece in.
What?
Get his earpiece in.
Earpiece in.
Okay. Well, it's just, you, how far are you holding the phone microphone from your fat mouth?
Right next to my mouth. My fat mouth.
That's just how slurry you are. Are you okay. Are you on pills, opiates, if you will? That'll take you right to the top here, if you are.
No, I'm on dialysis, though. That's
oh, he's on dialysis. That's what that is.
Oh. Oh, so you're sitting on the dialysis machine right now.
Yeah.
And,
yes, sir.
And that's when you're calling us. Well, I don't think the dialysis, Blitz would be able to maybe verify this. I don't think the dialysis machine has any type of inner RF or any interference that would make your phone sound like you got a fat, slurred tongue.
Probably not.
Right. So slow it down. I want you to say the following words, okay? And I want you to say them as clearly as you possibly can to see if you even have it in you. Okay, buddy? Here we go.
Okay.
Hello, Bubba.
Hello, Bubba.
This is Blind Troy.
This is Blind Troy.
And I got some flim-flam and nonsense I'd like to tell you about today.
I have some flim-flam and nonsense I'd like to tell you about
today. See, that's where we learn.
Yeah,
like,
it's too many words, Bubba.
Just when we learn. Okay. Yeah, I think you got to speak in like three or four words. Yeah,
do the same thing, Troy, but half as fast. Just slow down.
So I got the word I want you to say is I have some Blind Troy. Slow it down. I know you're always worried about getting hung up on, so you try to talk as fast as you possibly can, but listen.
He gets excited.
He gets really excited. He's getting his blood sucked out of him right now. It's cleaned and getting sucked right back into him. It's very important. And your kidneys will be working better today. So listen. I have. Some flim-flammin'.
Some flim-flammin'.
Nonsense.
Nonsense.
That I'd like to speak to you about today.
I'd like to speak to you about today.
There you go. Now, can you put all that together, buddy? Let's go ahead and take four. Hold on. Oh, look at Lummy. The phone's ringing.
Oh, I can only imagine who it is.
Oh, I bet it's a very clearly speaking man from maybe, I don't know, Sacramento or something.
Sweet.
Waukesha.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, Bubba. It's Blind Troy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What do you got today, buddy?
Well,
besides the dialysis machine shutting down and you're going to die live on the air. Besides that, what do you got?
I'm a new grassroots I found out this week. I want to share with you.
I agree.
Oh, the dialysis machine.
You know, I think a dialysis machine.
Well, you know what, Blind Troy? What flim-flam stuff do you got for us today?
Hold on. The machine's so. What's wrong with your machine right now? Did it get clogged?
I don't know. It's a machine next to me.
It's what?
It's a machine next to me.
It's a machine next to me.
Hey, you don't have a hair on your ass if you don't tell her. Ma'am, can you keep your machine quiet? I'm live on a national radio show right now.
Hey, can you keep your machine quiet? I'm on a national radio show.
He can get heat, and he doesn't have to get heat because they can't understand him.
And he's blind.
And he's blind.
Next to him.
I want you to say, I want you to tell her, I can see your machine's messed up.
I can see your machine's messed up.
Yeah.
Clearly. Blind Troy, who is Just Call Him the Bull?
Huh?
It's
a male stripper that he knows.
We need to relabel
this segment is called when Charlie Brown's teacher calls in. This is a Blitz. That's what this is. When Charlie Brown's teacher finally calls the show, this is what it sounds like.
Hey, baby.
Lummy, send me some old school peanut stuff when Charlie Brown's teacher would talk. That's what Charlie Brown's teacher. Charlie Brown's teacher is more understandable than this blind buffoon. Stand by. Hold on.
Hold on. That's the guy that.
Oh, hold on.
Blitz was talking about.
Oh, wow. Damn.
So hold on, Blind Troy. You may have sparked my interest here.
What?
Because I mean, there's a whole story behind this, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, right? Blind Troy. I've been given some information that you're hanging out with an African American male stripper.
They call him the Bull,
and he's called the Bull.
Yes.
And what's and how do you know the Bull?
We grew up together in the same neighborhood.
What?
We grew up together in the same neighborhood.
Oh,
you and the Bull.
You guys keep in touch.
Yes. Grew up together, right?
Is he 5'1" or?
Or is he 5 foot
about
one?
5'7".
No way.
About 5'7".
There you go.
It's barely taller than that couch.
Now, Lummy, is he does he do really? I'm sorry. Hold on. Now, Blind Troy, does he do real good with the ladies?
what I know.
Well, I mean, you guys are...
I know he does.
Hold on, you guys grew up together. You should know every facet of his life.
I haven't seen him in a couple of years, but...
No. Well, now...
it's probably been more than that.
Hold on. This is what Blind Troy...
it's just... It's the whole time.
Hello?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Listen to this. Can even sets off the dialysis deal.
Sets off the dialysis.
Blind Troy, tell me if you can hear this through the line. Hold on.
Can you
hear that? Well, sometimes.
So,
right. So maybe you can better understand this. That's what you sound like when you call us. This is what, besides its goddamn dialysis machine.
Jesus.
Tell the woman, just die, bitch. Goddamn, turn off your machine.
Just die, bitch.
I'm on a live, nationally syndicated.
Just die, bitch.
I don't get very much airtime from Bubba. He's in a real good mood right now, and he's got me on for a good 15, 20 minutes.
Thank you,
now,
Bubba.
So, Blind Troy. Please understand our frustration.
Yes,
we appreciate the fact that you are good friends with the Bull. We appreciate the fact that you always got some flim-flam and nonsense going on. We appreciate the fact that you listen to the show. You're also a chronic caller amongst other shows as well. So we know that you're like a what we call like a call-in pig in the industry. But when you talk, none of the other shows will walk you through this process. When you talk, this is what we hear. So maybe you understand our frustration. And then listeners, too, this is what we all hear.
It's
pretty bad.
That's what we hear.
Right, but he's got this song playing in the background.
What song is that?
I'll do a mega mix. Hold on.
Listen. Oh, that's accurate. That's his black friend.
It might be dirty, by the way.
His stripper friend.
So,
what?
Blind
yeah,
Troy.
Send in some mixes.
Blind Troy. What are the way that I'm kind of interpreting potentially what you might be saying to us is that the people of Tampa have the opportunity to file for some type of disaster relief deal. And do you got a sparrow that's got its leg caught in a trap or something? Because it's...
No.
Yeah. So is that what you're trying to say? That if you live in Florida and more specifically Tampa, because that's where we live, that you have some type of disaster website for us to go to and get some free money, and maybe you're getting like a 5% kicker on the deal?
I'm not getting nothing off this, but I'm trying to build my brand.
You're just trying to promote your brand by giving the fine people
yes.
of Florida an opportunity.
Oh,
geez.
No.
God. Mrs. McGillicuddy's got a clog in the dialysis machine.
Are you in the bed? Could you blindly walk away from this noise?
I'm on the phone with this little bit of sister.
All right, I can't. Never mind.
Anna, what was that? I'm sorry, Anna, what was that?
Jesus.
Oh, God.
So,
oh, my God.
Is he talking to us now?
Blind Troy.
I don't know.
Blind
Troy. Matter.
He's blind, talking to Blind Troy. Talking to Blind Troy is like tripping on drugs. I mean, it's probably as good as mushrooms. So, I mean, for real, like, there's just so much sensory overload on this whole nonsense.
That's a good one.
And you lose, listen, you're 20 points dumber after you talk to him. I mean, Anna, you may be a 140 rolling around.
I don't even smoke. I need a cigarette right now. Relax after
Jesus.
This phone call. It's a mess.
Everybody,
listen, what the hell is happening?
Just everybody listen to the whole experience. Listen. Oh, okay, there you go. How many people are in this room right now, Blind Troy?
About 40.
40?
Oh, my God.
Can't see.
Well, you can't. You really
pull that out of your ass.
Hey, blind Troy. I want you to say as loud as you can. I'm blind. How many people? Approximately how many people are in this room right now? Say it.
I'm blind. How many people are in this room right now?
See, I'd like for everybody to call out their name and do a roll call check off. Say it.
Let's call
their name and go have a roll call. This is the
roll call. This is the roll call.
Someone's phone going off.
I think of some nasty little room in New York City, Blitz, like in the basement of some health center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just.
I'm in Copid, Long Island.
Yeah, Copid, Long Island, wherever the hell. And like,
yes,
and like Blitz, that 1950s tile they used to, like that laminate.
Yeah,
that kind of deal. And like just these old broken down chairs that have these drip units and, you know, 40 of these degenerates in there. I'm not saying everybody's getting dialysis is degenerate, but the one I'm talking to is, nonetheless.
Lucky me.
Now, is there anybody in there that you know?
A couple people.
Who? What's their names?
Miss Leggett, Miss Brown.
Miss Brown? You know Miss Brown?
Yes.
Where's Miss Brown at right now?
In the other room.
In the other room? Is there anybody in your room right now that you know that I could talk to?
Not really.
Are you the most liked guy or the most hated guy in the dialysis room?
Probably the most hated, but
why? Why?
I have no idea.
Right. You know what? Now,
because he talks to them all, they have no idea what he's saying.
Now, how often do you got to go in for kidney dialysis? Once a week?
I think it's like once a day almost.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And like, how long is the treatment? 3 hours?
3.5 hours.
3.5 hours. Now, you can't play video games because you are blind. So what do you do? Like, do you ever get a little horny and start tugging on it a little bit?
No, just listen to Bubba in the morning.
You just listen to our show during dialysis?
Yes, sir.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Well, that's great. Thank you. What? Still,
how many hours are you in on your dialysis deal right now? Yeah, right. You can ask Anna. You can ask them all. You can never really find out what the answer is.
No, never.
The good thing about Blind Troy is you kind of answer your own question.
Right.
It's what you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Blitz, is this a video that you sent me?
Yeah.
Free money.
It's on his Wall Street Growth channel.
Oh. Right. It doesn't cost anything to support a blind guy. Tell a friend to tell a friend, wallstreetgrowth@gmail.com. Subscribe, follow, like, and share. And he's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Snapchat. Now, Blind Troy, how many, like, total people do you have following Wall Street Growth?
He's got 1,000 subs on YouTube.
Hold on.
It's real. It's Blind Troy, CEO of Wall Street Growth, with my brother and Rocky. We up here doing it real big.
It looks like you're doing it real big. It's a big time production you got going on there. You're sitting in a chair.
The sign's actually made well.
Yeah, who made the sign for you? Because they did a pretty good job. Oh, geez. This is McGillicuddy's flatlining on the dialysis again. Oh, my God.
It's October 16th. I'm in dialysis.
That's what it looks like when he's there.
Could you imagine dealing with that 3 hours at a time? Like three or four days a week?
Can you imagine dealing with this guy?
Oh, my God. Hey, now, is that your real brother there?
Is that your real brother?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because that guy looks like a pretty cool black guy. That guy looks like a pretty cool guy. All right, who is that guy?
Oh, which video?
The one where you're outside with the sign.
Oh, it's the guy I met at the beach the other day.
You met at the beach the other day.
Yeah.
Mm. Nice.
Guy that you sold
Do have a real brother that helps you out, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Some things about being blind. All the things I've been through. I've been putting out applications.
See, Blind Troy, I just got it. You're naturally likable. You're really blind, but you just have a speech impediment.
Yeah, I got to work on that.
No, for real. Like, if you could communicate better, and you know, but people don't understand what you're saying, so they can't help you. And that nobody wants to get Wall Street, Nobody wants to get Wall Street information from a guy they can't, you know, Johnny Mustard Mouth, okay?
You're right.
You know, it's all about presentation. You need to work on, you need to go to some speech pathology classes.
Maybe we get some money.
How about this? You ready? How about we do like little nursery rhymes and stuff on my show to try to get you a little bit better of a talker? Like, you know,
okay.
How much wood can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
How much wood can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could?
You almost had it.
First of all, hold on. I am a communications expert and delivery and pregnant pauses and emphasizing things.
Emphysema.
The first thing you need to do is you need to slow down. You gotta slow down. Like it's
yes,
like you're
sir.
Unless you have some type. Are you on cocaine or meth?
No, not yet.
All right, so. Your words kind of get a little slurry. Your tongue gets a little fat. You get a little slobbery once the speed picks up. But when you slow down, then you're far more understandable.
Yes, sir.
All right. So.
Yeller.
Yes, sir. So, let me listen. Let me listen to a little bit more of this video. By the way.
Past year, I haven't got one yet. I'm a EIN number.
See, even the guy from the beach, Kenny, was like, he's trying to hone
right
in.
He's right next to you.
He can't even understand what you're saying. The young Rick Fox, the surfer Rick Fox.
I got
a
YouTube channel. And of course, the FBA says they don't recognize that kind of business. So
maybe you
right now, I'm
going to
get video.
And Blind Troy, who's taping this nonsense? Who's taping this nonsense?
His cousin.
Yeah, well,
his cousin.
We can't even hear you.
Well, here's his commercial promoting all his stuff right here.
All right, let me get rid of this nonsense and go over that nonsense. Here we go. Hold on.
Oh.
So, thinking about getting a phone, and I'm looking for a house. Is there any way you can help me?
Yeah, go to my Facebook page, Twitter.com/Washington.
What?
How can you not hear him? Look at her. She totally understands him.
And by the way, hey, Blind Troy, let's be honest, because you're always honest with me. How much did you have to pay her to ask you that question?
It's my friend. She helps her husband write
me. Again.
Like my brother.
You want to check the threshold again.
Is that your nurse?
All right, go ahead.
Is that your nurse?
Yep.
Ask her if I know I'm getting the dialysis today, but how about some oral? Say it.
Come on, Bubba.
Say it.
Bubba, don't do that to me, please.
Say it, buddy. I mean that puts you over the top with me.
Okay, Sully.
I know I'm getting. You're doing a good job with my dialysis today. Just follow me. Say it.
You're doing a good job on dialysis today.
How about some oral after?
How about some oral after?
No, don't slur the oral. How about?
You know, walk away from me. Huh? How about tomorrow afterwards?
Oh, it was not good.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe I need to.
What'd she say?
Not good. Just take my book for sure.
Ask her if she'll talk on the phone to your favorite radio guy. Say, hey, will you go on the air with my favorite radio guy?
No, you're not going to do it today. They've been members playing with me.
What?
Yeah, right. I think it's actually some kind of language we don't understand. I think it's like almost op or carny that we can't understand. It's like
it's the BT.
It's like that.
Hey, hello, you there, ma'am?
Scott coming on.
What's her name? What's her name? Sophie?
I mean, Soli.
Yeah. Soli.
No,
ask her to go on the air with Bubba.
You want to go on the air with Bubba?
Famous. We used to work for Howard Stern.
He's more famous than Howard Stern.
I don't have pictures of Howard Stern.
Is that what he said?
Jesus, I did.
She's going to hate me. I have pictures of Hulk Hogan, not Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Jesus, say he's got pictures of Hulk Hogan. Famous sex tape.
Hulk Hogan.
Famous sex tape. Say it, famous sex tape. Say it.
He's a famous sex tape. You want to talk to him? Well, she walks away. And if she would.
She's standing right there. She doesn't talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hold on. We're watching your video of this is facebook.com/Wall Street Growth. Twitter, same thing. And Blind Troy is trying to pose himself as like a Jim Cramer financial expert deal.
Well, you play it a little bit. It's
thinking about getting a new phone, and you know, I'm looking for a house. Is there any way you can help me?
Yeah, go to my Facebook page, Twitter page, twitter.com/WashingtonCook, youtube.com/WashingtonCook. It's free iPhones, ways to fix your credit, and how to get a house with no money down. Simple as that.
Awesome.
Man, you look goofy as hell. Look at you. Now, Blind Troy, you know what you need? You know what you need to do, buddy? You need to market your blindness, because right now, if I'm just the average guy from Iowa and I stumble upon and be like, man, there's a weirdo in the park who's like zombied out or something. And so you need to put, What is going on right now? What kind of show are we putting on right now? What is going over the airwaves?
I'm good.
That sounds great.
How are you looking at
too? Oh, thanks.
All right, thank you. I'll leave you for
you.
Blind Troy, there's just so many. Here's another Blind Troy video
that's
right here.
His dialysis.
Insulin the kidney. My blood type is all negative, so join me if you can. Hit me the email.
You gotta tell people I'm Blind Troy and I'm blind. That's your gimmick.
Hold on. Is this the closed caption that YouTube puts on there automatically?
Yeah.
I wonder what it says.
B, if you give me an email, ggchoice1000, AOL, administrative candidate down to Wall Street. That's what it says. Hold on. It's October 16th. I'm in the diocese. I'm still in the kidney. My birth episode negative, so go into.
I love it. I'm in diocesis. I still in the kidney. My blood type is all negative, so don't speak to
me. Hold on. This is my favorite thing. So this might be my new favorite thing. Yeah. Reading Blind Troy's captions.
Oh, wow.
Auto-generated captions. Blind Troy, I think we found something here.
Awesome.
Blind Troy said this.
And hit me an email, ggchoice1000@AOL. I'm your favorite candidate. Down in Washington Grove.
Now,
you know, it's right,
not,
actually.
It's not. That's actually what he's saying.
Yeah,
growth. Answer stock, which will tear this week, actually closes 42,000 change yesterday.
Answer stock, which will tear this week, actually closes 42,000 change yesterday.
Yeah, above the normal petro in 35 hours, we hung it all up because we got the.
It's a good rap song.
Above the normal petro in 35 hours, we hung it all week. Hedge funds,
they're going to try to keep it down, but it's going through the Courtney's, going through the Hannyway.
They're trying to keep it down, but it's going, Corey's going to move anyway. So
what just you, the real patch should be somewhere around 200 shares squared consultant get.
Well, just watch. The real patch should be somewhere around $200 a share squared consultant get, make the money and go move on.
Make the money and go move on, but just got a little bit longer while I'm waiting. This should almost be a rap song.
Yeah.
But just got to wait a little bit while longer. While waiting, we put together my business plan. Yeah, put together a few more trips.
Man, can you imagine how much money it costs us taxpayers to keep this guy? I mean, look at this machine, Blitz. That machine's not an inexpensive machine.
No way.
That isn't something that, you know, that's a...
My business plan, I came up with a new idea. Put a sign, get me a billboard in Times Square somewhere, and that'll be really getting a lot more people than I thought.
Hold on.
Did you just say cut a
Blind Troy, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Or did we lose you? Are you trying to raise money to get a billboard in Times Square for real?
That's all he needs.
Yes, I had a billboard earlier this year.
Huh?
I had a billboard earlier this year in Times Square.
You had a billboard earlier this year in Times Square.
Yes, sir.
That's what they told him.
Yeah.
That's what they told you. Your family rolled you out there, be like, Blind, oh my God, Blind, you can't see it right now, but on the main Jumbotron.
You guys see it, right? You see it, right?
Oh, God, it looks great. Look at that. Blind,
look how good
it
looks. Anna, look how good his billboard looks. Oh my God, Blind Troy.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Blind Troy, I'm so happy for you. You got your billboard. Blind Troy, it was an M&M's commercial. Do you know how much a billboard in... Here, I'll ask Alexa. Hey, Alexa, how much does a billboard in Times Square cost?
From lawfuel.com. If you're looking for an expensive billboard in a location like Times Square, you can be looking at... Hold your breath now. Up to $3 million a month.
Hold on.
By the way, I can now send you timely notifications when there are breaking news alerts.
We already said
Would
yes.
you like to enable that?
Yes. For Fox.
Great. Which provider do
Fox.
You prefer? CNN, NPR, or Fox News?
Fox, and specifically Tucker. Thanks.
It says,
Okay. Fox News will send you news alerts on your Alexa devices.
Depending on how long you want it to show for, it goes from 5,000 up to 50,000 a day.
5,000 to 50,000 a day. Blind Troy, you didn't get your no billboard in Times Square, you buffoon.
Yes, I did.
Is it on your website or your whatever, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter?
Yes, I'm only
here
for about 2 minutes every half hour.
Yep.
All right. I'm kind of Blind Troyed out right now. This usually lasts about a minute, and I think I've gone like 30 on you, buddy.
He was hanging out with some of your friends, too. This is an older video, though.
Yeah. Man, like if you would call me from the dialysis center and like start, did he put me over with this, with did he put me over with Cactus Jack?
Probably not.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't videoing. I had it off.
All right, go ahead. Hey, it's the hardcore legend Mick Foley. I want you to follow my friend DJ Troy Styles on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and U.S. Mail.
U.S. Mail.
There you go, buddy.
What the hell is U.S. Mail?
Oh, you know what we got to do? We got to do that again. I wasn't videoing.
Oh, my God. They made him do it twice.
Because the guy didn't hit record.
Well, Troy, why didn't you ask Cactus Jack if he knew if the punch he laid in on Bubba at TNA was real or not? Oh, you know why? Because you couldn't see it. Bitch.
Looked real to Troy.
Did you ask
Cactus Jack about me or not?
I asked him before I made the video.
All right, what'd you say?
I said, would you like to give a hot shot to Bubba the Wellspring?
And he said no.
He said no.
He
didn't want to do that. Nope, he didn't want to do that.
He didn't want to do a shout out to Bubba the Love Sponge?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm hated by everybody. All right, Blind Troy, maybe the next time you call, you can actually, you know, we can start talking.
Nope.
Talking to some of the...
Access denied.
You need to tell everybody, hey, everybody in this room, I'm fixing to call this, you know, globally syndicated radio show. His name's Bubba the Love Sponge. I call him every once in a while, and then I pass the phone around for everybody to say hi to Bubba. Is there anybody that would want to do this for me? He's a super cool guy. You know, he saves animals. He's a Christian. He loves Jesus. Just all the pandering stuff you need to tell people that might potentially be getting dialysis.
I'll try.
Do they know you're a big-time star?
Now, hey, hold on. Huh? One, do they know you're a big – do the people in the dialysis machine room know that you're a big-time star?
Not really.
Right. Mm. You see, you need
tell
to,
them.
You need to tell them that you're a correspondent, an on-air, on-location, live correspondent for the Bubba the Love Sponge show, globally syndicated, and one of the things that you do. See, Troy, it's about knowing how to work the gimmick. It's not sitting in front of the feed store with a sign and a chair and some surfer dude you picked up yesterday standing beside. It's about being Hollywood, dude. Like, you need to be right now saying, hey, everybody,
for
everybody to know, I'm live on the air on a global radio station, the Bubba the Love Sponge show. So I need everybody to pipe it down and keep your machines
low.
Yeah,
I mean, he's repped it before.
Yeah. Stop worrying about slinging your Yeah, look at this. You've done this for me before. Taking pictures.
He doesn't know what you're talking about.
DJ Troy Styles from the Bubba the Love Sponge show. With his Mad Monkey shirt on,
mm-hmm.
worldwide.
3 or 5.
So next time, next week when you call in, you know, talk to the people before and tell them you're fixing to go live. And then once you go live, you got a couple of the schleps up in there that'll talk to me, and I can ask them some cool questions.
Oh, this is giving me a headache.
I'll try.
But don't call me if you don't have somebody that speaks clearer than you that can go on the phone.
Well, that sounds good.
So let's see if we have our understanding. I want to make sure we perfectly have a good understanding here. Tell me the new rules of you calling in.
Don't call us. I have a person speaking. Visit myself. Talk to you on the radio.
It sounded pretty much.
Yeah, that's exactly what we said.
Right.
You're good. All right. Thanks,
all right.
Thanks, so, Troy. Have a good one.
Hopefully we hear from you soon, but don't call till you got at least one and potentially two people that will go live. Until then, I love Jesus and kids and everything, ponies. And everything, all right?
No doubt. Thank you, Bubba.
See you later. Thank you. Oof. What just happened?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.